Good morning. Today is Friday, September the 9th, 270th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humble Bay Fire Chief and public speaker, Bill Gillespie.
Morning, Brian.
How you been?
Doing good.
Good. So last night was just a practice for this morning, right?
Absolutely. You got to get the pipes tuned up.
Yeah. So, Bill was one of the guys and gals that was participating last night at the town hall meeting that was held at Eureka High School. So we'll spend a little bit of time. I'll get my chance at him.
Sure.
And he'll get a chance to share or to ignore some of the questions, too. But before we do our quote this morning, let's see if we can find Mason Williams. I would like to think it's a musician, Mason Williams.
I would think
Classical gas and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Not only should you believe in what you're doing, but you should know what you're doing.
There it is.
Yeah. Passion without experience. Okay. You go for it, dude. So what were your expectations going into this meeting last night?
You know, it was excuse me, going into it, you know, that aspect that we were going to be sharing a little bit of information about our respective department or division, and then fielding, you know, some questions. In my case, I talked just a little bit about Humboldt Bay Fire. People are usually interested in the statistics of, you know, how many calls you're running, that kind of thing. Talked a little bit about, in our case, medical aid calls, and we're seeing, you know, an upward trend. Every year, the number of calls of everything we go to goes up. And then I kind of touched a little bit on the wildland season, the drought that still is affecting us significantly, and kind of the county fire service as well.
So what did the other folks do? Just kind of basic backgrounders also?
Yeah, kind of background. There was some focus by some of the different speakers on working on homelessness. Chief Mills talked a little bit on homelessness and a little bit on crime within Eureka. Under Sheriff Hansel, kind of hit in the same realm, talked a little bit about Measure Z. You know, so it was kind of a broad wash of what's going on right now in the county.
Now, Maggie was on yesterday and said that she was going to kind of do a little bit of, you know, here's what we do also.
Yeah.
So it kind of seemed like,
yeah.
With the supervisors, did they go along the same route?
Yeah. They did quite a bit. There was a discussion with, you know, Measure Z. There was also on the homeless initiative that the county has been working with the city of Eureka on, and kind of, you know, here's some of the update of where we're at. And there were a number of questions that were posed about the homelessness and housing for people that don't have housing currently, and kind of what they're trying to do.
Oh, really? That surfaced.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a commercial break discussion, because I got a little something to put into that one. Now, it was supposed to go for a couple of hours, just kind of a Q&A, community gathering. Kind of. Was that the sense you had? Or were people there frustrated and looking for solutions?
You know, probably one of the biggest frustrations that was voiced was healthcare locally. We had the homeless side, we had marijuana, but we had the healthcare issues. And, you know, I can't find a doctor, or nobody's taking new patients. And so those were some of the things that were voiced to Senator McGuire.
That would make sense that would be more of a state issue rather than talking to the fire chief.
Right.
You just stand there, clap. Good question.
Right.
Senator. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Thank you. morning. Yes. News and information time. It's 8:24. Another great discussion interrupted by a talk show. we're back with Billy Gillespie. The meeting last night, the town hall meeting at Eureka High School, was the attendance what you had anticipated it would be, or was this seen as an opportunity by more folks?
You know, I'd heard that maybe 150-ish, that they'd seen that in the past, and I'd say there was probably 150 to 200 people there. Yeah, so the room was pretty full. They broke out extra chairs, so... for seating, so that tells you that it was full. Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned that homelessness was a theme of the evening. Was it hooray, hooray for job done? Was it frustration with job not completed? Was it?
It was. It was kind of in the middle. You know that there's the aspect that. Here's what's been able to be accomplished so far, and trying to keep that moving. You know, there were some questions related to it on, you know, what can be done to help more people. The aspect, even Senator McGuire talked about at the state level, there's work going on. He's involved with work to try and get more funding allocated to be able to help deal with the issue in the counties. Hear the, you know, the cities and the counties that are dealing with it.
My understanding, such as it is that it's now down to the true lifestyle and the mentally deficient, impaired, impacted. And that most of those seeking services, there are enough venues now and there's enough knowledge of it that the services are there. Was there any discussion at all about the, I guess, I don't know if incarceration is the proper term or not, but dealing with the mentally ill?
You know, a little bit it was touched on. One of the things that was discussed is that just locking somebody away doesn't solve the problem.
No, you've if got, you're off balance,
exactly.
You're off balance.
You've got to be able to define, to identify and treat the issue. But a big focus of it is to be able to try and get housing identified and to work in conjunction with mental health or addiction services to try and get this person back on track.
I had spent an interesting afternoon yesterday involved with an oral board. We were talking about the jail was one of the themes. And with the population change, with the pieces of legislation that came down and the voting that California did, that a significant percentage of those incarcerated in the Humboldt County Jail are mental. They have mental issues, I guess, is the way that it said. And the jailers aren't trained in how to deal with that. And they were talking about the new jail, the expansion. There'll be 45, 46, I think was the number, opportunities.
Right.
Okay. But that still doesn't address the primary situation.
Right.
Did the senator have anything about building, increased, expanding state mental health facilities, bringing them back? I know Mendocino's got something on the ballot because they don't even have a Semper Virens.
Right. They don't even have a facility like that. There was a little bit in the overall homeless discussion, a little bit on the mental health side, but there were so many topics that it moved from one to the next.
Kind of bouncing all over the...
Exactly.
Mitch Miller, the red ball at the bottom.
Right. Follow the ball.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what were some of the other things? You got 150 people there. I would imagine that probably half of them were just there for listening purposes.
Right. Most folks just listened and processed.
Yeah. And then you had the 10 to 15% that are lippy and stand up and say, Hey, buddy. What question surprised you the most, or topic area?
I think really, and we're all seeing it, but there were a few questions related to healthcare in our area. The lack of physicians, or the like a couple of people talked about being on covered California on the exchange. And here we are in our area, but there's nobody that, none of the physicians that'll take their insurance. And so there was frustration that was vetted or expressed on that aspect.
Of course, that's a federal issue, not a state issue.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, but they tossed it out at the tail end when Senator McGuire was going over a series of topics. That was a question that came up that he talked to folks with on it a little bit and wanted to talk more with people afterwards.
What was the most passionate thing that was talked about? Or had the most emotional support?
I'm gonna say one of the questions that dealt with marijuana permitting and the ability to regulate or to follow that. There was a gentleman that was very passionate about it, that, you know, we've got this permit process going, but where were the tools, or who was the appropriate party to be able to regulate that right now?
Anybody jump up on that one?
That was a tough one.
Did the senator have anything saying, oh, there'll be funding coming through to be able to expand?
He did talk about that it's going to take time. It's going to be a multi-year project.
So the first couple of years, you're on your own. Par for the course. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
This morning, we've been discussing the town hall meeting last night at Eureka High School. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redick. Bill, what was your takeaway from this? I know when the politicians go door to door, they say that they get all these great, wonderful ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe we're seeing them implemented, maybe we're not. We'll just kind of set that one aside on that burner and not worry about it. What did you take away from last night that was either an aha moment? Okay, now my buddy would say a eureka moment.
Right.
or confirmation, perhaps, of what you had perceived the community's connections are to topics.
You know, it showed a lot of people that are very concerned about what's going on in our community. I thought it was great from the aspect that Senator McGuire took the time to come up to host a town hall meeting, not forget about Humboldt tucked up here in the corner of the state, and, you know, to give the people that wanted to attend that ability to voice things that were of concern. You know, we know healthcare's got problems, and we're seeing it locally. You know, with the lack of physicians, the number of people that have to leave the area for not necessarily real serious issues now. You know, the marijuana side, that has been and will continue to be one of those big ticket concerns in our community. And to see, you know, the questions and the different aspect on homelessness. There's steps that are being taken. There's programs and processes that are being worked through that we are seeing steps. We are seeing successes, but it's still a bigger problem to try and get through.
It's interesting that economic development or jobs.
It was mentioned in a question, but these
one question out of 3 hours.
Yeah,
I mean,
these topics tended to be the big issue items, and you know it's the things that we're seeing the front page, the top of the news, and that's what's in people's mind, and I think a big piece of it comes back to welfare and safety. You know, in our community, that's those first and foremost things. You know, we've got the drug issues. We've got that often ties in with the crime. It sometimes ties in with the homelessness. And it's something that's a concern when you don't know when you come home from work whether somebody kicked the back door in on your house or not, and everything you've got's been violated. You know, people are worried.
Yeah, I had a little event Wednesday morning.
Really?
Went out to the truck, and mm-hmm. you know, we've got a tree that we've got the lights. Chose not to have the lights on that night. Somebody got into the truck.
Great.
Didn't find anything.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing there.
Yeah, you don't leave anything
but
there.
But I still get a chance to take it to the body shop and, you know.
Get it fixed.
Pay a couple $100 undoubtedly just because some jerk.
Yeah. Somebody that was looking for something quick that they could rip off and pedal somewhere and maybe for a fix or. They get a little bit of money or trade it off to somebody so they can sling some drugs.
Do you guys, have you seen any changes since the push out of Palco Marsh and the campsite there?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen downtown changes in what your calls for service are?
You know, a little bit where we've seen more of the change in it, and it's funny, it's hit and miss. Right after the Palco Marsh clear out, we started running the station two on the south end of town, started running down into the Elk River area for transient campfires, and we've had a number of them down there. They've been moved. The people have left one area and they've set up stakes and set up camp in another area. So we're seeing, you know, people are filtering back and forth through the community.
So perhaps out of Eureka, but not out of the area.
Right.
From what you've seen mm-hmm. associated with that, what does this winter look like? Are you going to have to change your deployment, change your schedules, change where your apparatus are?
You know what? At this point, I don't think so. We're still going to continue to respond, you know, with what we're doing. We can still get into the majority of the areas because they don't get way off the beaten path because they still want to be close to the travel routes. So, I mean, we had a few weeks ago, we had a pretty good sized homeless camp on fire right off of the southbound Herrick on ramp. Literally right over the side. If you miss the corner, your vehicle's going to end up in their camp.
Southbound, here. You mean a Rock and R or whatever
it's
called now?
Just south of there.
Okay, on the other side.
Literally, as you make the left-hand turn, like you're headed toward Humboldt Hill, right over the side, right there, down in a willow patch, and literally, if somebody fell asleep and didn't make the corner, the car'd end up in the homeless camp, and so we're seeing some camps down in that area. People transiting back and forth.
What about out here at Rex's Park? Are you seeing calls for services? I know you guys are right across the street.
Right. We're seeing periodically. It's only when something's found or reported. But, yeah, there's been homeless folks kind of migrating back and forth in the edge of the McKay Forest. We're seeing
all the way around, like out by Winship also in the Little League Park?
Occasionally folks back into that area. Yeah, so they're filtering. They're just moving back and forth through the community. Still seeing activity periodically in the Cooper Gulch area. I know the city EPD's POP team is within the city limits. Is they get a report and they're going out to take a look at it and investigate it. You know, so they're staying up there. But as you filter farther out, it's a bigger area, and you know, it doesn't necessarily maybe see as much attention.
The fence that the Office of Ed put around mm-hmm. that property, have you guys seen any changes in the patterns because of that?
It has helped. There's less activity down the hill from the Office of Ed. Yeah, we used to go in there pretty frequently, or like in the area behind the card lock off of 5th Street. And so kind of the fencing it off has curbed some of the activity in that area.
KINS, News and Information Times, 843. We'll be back with more from Bill Gillespie.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. Final couple minutes this morning with Chief Bill. The meeting last night, mm-hmm. was it the first of a series of town halls? Do you think that Eureka, maybe without the senators, so it becomes mm-hmm. more of a Eureka-centric, is this the first of a series? Do you want to have maybe one of these a quarter?
Or at a time frame periodically.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be because it did give the ability to share information in a venue where, you know, you can talk about what's going on and then you can answer questions that people may have about, you know, some aspect of your operation or about a situation that's going on. You know, it may be something that becomes beneficial. Gives a venue for people maybe to feel a little more comfortable to be able to talk to you.
Well, and I'm thinking you don't go on the campaign trail.
Right.
Andy doesn't do it.
Right.
Maybe Public Works doesn't. You know, all mm-hmm. these folks that are one tier below the electeds.
Right.
Not have it for electeds.
Right.
Have it for department heads. And you go, okay, so yeah. It's not all cop. It's not all this. It's
kind
not
of
all
split
that.
Around.
So everybody gets a sense of what's going mm-hmm. on, and the questions can... You know, if they're connected, if it's fire and law enforcement and streets,
you've got
everybody there
that you can ask.
Yeah,
it might be something that could be beneficial, and it might be something that'll sprout from there.
Like weeds?
Yeah, you never know.
In the gutters, on the streets of Eureka.
I was driving around the other day, and driving down a street, and there was a guy out. He had his shovel, and he was digging the weeds out.
I've actually seen a couple of those
exactly.
last little bit. I don't know what's going on here. If we've got a rash of civic pride,
you bet.
Raising.
Well, hey, as we're talking civic pride, big reminder for everybody: 15th anniversary this Sunday of September 11th.
You guys doing anything?
We've got locally. We're going to have. There's actually a parade in Fortuna that we're going to participate in, and so you know, for everybody to be able. Remember, don't forget it.
Are you going to fly the flags at half staff?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks for coming by.
You too.
See everybody tomorrow.